This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. There are many horse events in the month of August. At 11 a.m. on August 5th at the Terry Park Golf Course in Palmyra, the Otter Creek Saddle Club will be hosting a horse show. August 6th to the 10th at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, the Illinois State Fair Society Show Part 1 includes saddlebreds and hackneys. August 16th to the 19th at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, the Illinois State Fair Society Show Part 2 includes Arabians, Morgans, and gated horses. And August 19th at 1:30 p.m. at Side M in the lower parking lot in Chandlerville, the Heartland Saddle Club will be hosting a trail ride. Recently, many junior riders gathered in Springfield for some friendly competition. Riders from all over the state showed at the Illinois State Fair Junior Horse Show. I caught up with some local exhibitors, one of which was Emily Siebley. I talked with Emily about the show and her passion for the sport.
Well, I'm 18 years old. I'm from Godfrey, Illinois. I've been riding horses since I was about 4 years old, and this is definitely my favorite show of the year, so I'm excited to be here.
And you have two horses up here, actually. Can you tell us a little bit about both of those?
So one of my horses, I've had him for about 5 years. His name's Cody, and he is just kind of my good old trustee. He's showing him most of my classes this year. And then I also have Diesel, who's my young project horse. And he's just kind of new at this. He's learning. So he's kind of up here for the experience. But they're both really fun to have around. So.
And what breeds are those horses?
Cody is an American Quarter horse, and Diesel's an American Paint horse. Okay. So.
And how many years have you been showing total?
I've been showing for about 10 years, probably, maybe a little over. So.
And how many years have you been coming up here to the junior show?
This will be my sixth year up here. So.
What do you love about showing horses?
I just love the show family that we have and, like, the friends you get to make and just being around these animals and stuff. It's just a different experience. Yeah.
And you said this is your favorite show of the year, so what makes this show so special?
I think everybody's just so friendly, and it's just so much fun, and everything's really lighthearted and not too competitive, and everybody just has a good time. So.
And what's the best part about summer?
Definitely this horse show.
Is there anybody you want to thank for helping you get your horse up here, getting ready to come up here?
Definitely my parents. My mom always comes up with me, and she's like my little helper. So just all my horse show family, we all work together to make this week awesome. So.
Emily's from Godfrey and was showing for Madison County. I also had the opportunity to talk with one rider from Madison County who was showing for her last year at the State Horse Show, Emily Broker.
Yeah, I've been coming to the show for some time now. I've been showing since I was 9, and I'm 18. Well, actually I'm 19 now, but I'm showing as I'm 18, and I'm with Madison County this year.
And so this is your last year since you're officially almost aged out, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little about the horse you're riding here today?
Yeah, she's a 12-year-old appendix quarter horse. Her name is Babe. Her show name is My Sapphire's Babe. But we've been working together since she was 6, so for quite some time.
And how old is she now?
She's 12.
Okay. And how many years have you been showing?
I've been showing since I was 9, so 11 years.
And how many of those years have you been coming up here to the junior show?
I think I want to say like 5 years out here.
And the show's going pretty well for you so far. You just won a pretty big award, and what was that?
Yeah, I just won Hunter High Point of my age division from 15 to 21.
And those are pretty big classes once you get up to that age division.
Yeah, they're pretty big classes.
And what do you love about showing horses?
I want to say probably just spending time with my horse. I think we work really well together as a pair, and just spending time with her out here.
And what's the best part about this show in particular?
Showing. Being out there in the arena.
And what's the best part about summer for you?
Showing. Showing.
Is there anybody you want to thank for helping you get up here, helping you get in the ring?
Yeah, definitely my mom and dad. They're always there with me every step of the way. And then just the rest of my family and my fan club.
Emily is from Auburn and was showing for Madison County. Time to Ride is pleased to announce that the popular Time to Ride Challenge is on for 2018. The purpose of the challenge is to support individual equine businesses and organizations and attracting newcomers to horses by hosting an event at their facility. This grassroots approach gives barn owners the opportunity to grow their business by introducing non-horsey people to the beauty and benefits horses bring to our lives while simultaneously growing the horse industry overall. Each Time to Ride participating barn and organization, or host, is provided with direct marketing support to promote a one-day event for newcomers. The support includes marketing materials that the host barn can use locally and suggestions for holding a successful event. New this year, Time to Ride will implement and pay for a personalized digital marketing campaign specific to the host events and location for the first 100 barns that enroll as hosts, investing $500 in each campaign. Time to Ride will once again award cash and other prizes to participating barns who introduce the most newcomers to horses. There will be two phases to the challenge again this year. Phase 1, acquisition, and Phase 2, activation, with prizes awarded for both phases. Phase 1, acquisition, and Phase 2, activation, with prizes awarded for both phases. During the acquisition phase, host barns hold one-day events for newcomers. For the activation phase, hosts invite participants from the acquisition phase to return for a more in-depth horse experience, such as a riding lesson. Host enrollment for the 2018 Time to Ride Challenge opens May 15th. The acquisition phase dates are June 1st through November 15th, and the activation phase is June 15th through December 15th. The dates for both phases have been extended to take advantage of the opportunity to work with scouts, faith-based, and other groups that typically have a hiatus during the summer months, as well as accommodate the harder climates in the southern tier of the country. For more information, please visit timetoride.com, email info@timetoride.com, or call 512-591-7811. That's all the time we have on your afternoon horse show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.